Right, hold your horses. Before we jump into this week's episode, right, I just want to say a massive thank you to The Week Junior, who are sponsoring today's episode. Mm. A fantastic magazine that my kids absolutely love because it's like the latest news, but presented in a way that's really child-friendly.
Yeah.
Incredible stories from all around the world and mind-blowing facts.
Can I let go of the horses now?
You're such a dad. Right, I'm going to share a fact, right?
Yep.
Here we go. Did you know that a honey badger can turn its bum inside out and then it releases a special liquid that's chokingly stinky?
Can I just say, that's not just a great fact for kids, that's such a dad fact.
Isn't it?
Because it involves bums.
Bums and basic, like...
And like smells.
Fart liquid.
Yeah.
Which I guess is kind of poo.
Well, yeah, it is. Well, it's like kind of runny poo.
Yeah, so you can share that one with your kids.
Yeah. Well, how about you share this one instead, which is not so gross. Okay, did you know the average trained dog knows up to 165 human words? So why can it not understand stay? It's a simple command.
Yeah.
Stay.
Because yeah, that's 166. You can't do that one. That's the one that tipped it over the
right,
edge.
That's not yeah. in the 165
no, no.
list.
It's probably things God. Like right. like Beethoven or...
yeah. yeah. Treat. They know the word treat.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Selective Walkies. Hearing.
Oh, they know that one.
Yeah.
yeah. Stay. Not so much.
I know. Sometimes I wonder how much our kids know as well. Probably only 165.
yeah, but they say as well that a dog... is a three-year-old. The dog has the intelligence and the mentality yeah. of a three-year-old kid. So, your three-year-old yeah. knows 165 words.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Plenty more facts where they came from in The Week Junior. And the best bit here is that you can get 6 free episodes. Sign up using the link in our description and you can get 6 free issues.
So go to theweekjunior.co.uk/dadsnet-23 to get your 6 issues free.
Dadsnet original podcast.
Fern, welcome to the Dadsnet podcast. It's great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Al. How are you?
Good. Yeah. Doing okay. Well, at the time of recording this, it is the 1st of Advent. So, like, I guess Christmas officially starts today, which is
yes.
exciting. Advent calendars in your house?
Of course. How old are your children?
9 and 11.
Okay, so yeah. so I don't know because Sunday my eldest, she's 6, so you can imagine today the excitement yeah. was real. Like you said, Christmas has started for us. The elf, like just to see the magic on her face, she was so excited. And yes, the past 2 years, 4 and 5, she's aware, she understands Santa, the concept and all of that, but this year has just felt especially special. She's yeah. just absolutely buzzing.
It's a great age for Christmas.
Yeah. So your children, where are we at with?
Yeah. So, I'll start with the confession. We came down this morning with, I came down with Ted, who's 9. He's the 9-year-old. Mm. And he said, Daddy, where's the elf? The elf's supposed to be here. And we had not done the elf this year.
Oh.
he was clearly expecting the elf.
Oh dear. So what are you going to
yes.
do?
Well, here's fast thinking on your feet. I've put the elf, which we dug out of the loft, in an Amazon bit of cardboard. I've sellotaped it up. I've written Ted's name on it and I'm going to put it through the letterbox later on.
That is genius. Do
Thank
you know
you.
What? We need to give ourselves more credit, right?
Yes.
Because when they come up with the difficult questions or like you've forgotten or we've dropped the ball as parents, we always seem to pull it out the bag. Like we're thinking on our feet. Like I actually might do that as one of the elf days. Like, yeah, that's giving me like 5th of December kind of vibes.
There you go. You're welcome. You can have that for free.
Thank
well,
you.
We're talking about traditions as well. Like that's kind of what what we're talking about. So obviously the elf is a tradition, but let's fast forward to Christmas Day for you.
Yeah.
What's your favorite tradition on
okay.
Christmas Day?
Christmas Day favourite traditions. It's got to be like, I'm such a foodie. So I am all about the I mean, you eat so much on Christmas Day. It's a joke, isn't it? Consume so many calories. But I'm just all for the stuffing balls, the pigs in blankets, Christmas turkey, ham, all of that. Cold meats on Boxing Day. Definitely a stuffing and turkey sarnie in the evening. Christmas Eve, we will have Christmas snacks with putting out the mince pie and the milk and the carrot for the reindeer, and in Christmas PJs watching a Christmas movie. It's quite chill. I mean, it's chaotic in the sense that there's children, there's dogs, there's this, there's that, but it's more chill now I've got children. But yeah, really I've loved reading the research that One for All gift cards have discovered. 74% of people are open to embracing new traditions or guests. Yeah. And I kind of feel like, Al, I'm part of that 74%, because since being with my fiance, I think when you find yourself in a relationship, or if you spend Christmas with other people that are not your family, you see actually how different Christmas is for everyone and how unique it can be. And I'm really open to embracing other people's traditions and different things like that. But for me, I'm quite traditional. But what is traditional anymore?
Well, this is the thing, right? Like, there's a modern, you know, it's a modern Christmas nowadays. But I'm also wondering, like, when does something become a tradition? How many times do you have to do it in a row for it to become a tradition?
Really good point.
Like,
really?
If I do something new this year, I have to wait till next year for it to become a tradition, right?
It could just be like something so random, like, kids, we're starting a tradition, and we are, I can't even think off the top of my head, but I think traditions come from old, don't they? For example, my mum would always put like a bag of chocolate coins and a satsuma in mine and my sister's stocking Santa sack. And when I told Laurie, my fiance, he literally looked at me like I was mad. I was like, we're going to get the satsumas. And he was like, what? But I don't think that's uncommon. But
we had satsumas.
Yeah. So I think it's reliving things that maybe your parents done when they were children and so on and so forth. But I mean, you could start a new tradition. I feel like the elf is pretty new.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, has it come over from America? I think it's come over from America the last few years, and it's really taking off as well.
I mean, you've smashed it if you've thought of not just a tradition in your family, but a global Christmas tradition.
Yeah.
Like that is pretty epic. I feel like we need to think of one.
I know. And then we need one that's going to catch on as well. That's what we need. We need one, people in Alaska doing it. That's what we need.
Do you know what I heard of? So people were doing Santa Gross, like taking your dog to Santa Paws.
No, I'm out.
No, can you even cope? Like, when I'm not going to lie, I've got a cockapoo, so I would be kind of down for this. But I was like, what's the breed of the dog? Like, is it a big, I don't know, like, is it a Great Dane? Is it a Greyhound? Is it a Bichon Frise? I want to know who Santa Paws is.
I don't think I can. I clearly struggle with the elf. I don't think I could introduce anything new to that level. Like, it would have to be something really simple for me. I also just want to give a quick shout out to the stats that came from the One for All gift cards campaign.
Yeah.
That says that 7% of people.
I know what you're going to say.
Have an ex turn up at Christmas. Don't.
Ow.
That's not right, surely.
Ow, can you imagine? There's a ding dong. Who is it? It's like a doof doof on EastEnders.
Yeah.
You turn, you open the door, and your ex is standing there. I've sort of got a vision of maybe they're going down the whole Love Actually, you know, knocking on the door. They've got the cards. They want to, you know, woo back their ex. But I would be, that would absolutely kill my Christmas vibes.
Wouldn't it?
If like any ex.
Yeah.
If any ex is knocking on my front door.
Yeah. I can imagine, like, my wife opening the door as well. And it's my ex on the doorstep. She's like,
you would literally. No,
but
that would not be
7% of people expect this now. Like, what's going on?
I think it's more like they're trying to win back their ex.
Yeah. Also, you've got to remember as well, like, going back to the when does a tradition become a tradition? Like, that's happened more than once. That's like, It's happened at least 2 years running. The ex has turned up for these.
No, you're joking. You would think that after the first year, maybe they just loved it so much. Well, this is a thing, unexpected guest, whether it's an ex or what have you, or a neighbor or someone who is due to spend Christmas by themselves. I would hate that thought. I mean, I'm leaving exes off the list, but anyone else, I would absolutely welcome them into my home.
Yeah.
And how I like to get extra prepared is going overboard with the food to make sure that there's food enough for everyone. And also having someone for all gift cards in the drawer, babes, because when everyone's opening their prezzies, you can actually make that unexpected guest feel really welcome. And they can spend their one for all gift card with 170 brands, which is insane. Anything from John Lewis, ASOS, Primark, Home and Garden, B&Q, you know, all of that. So it caters for absolutely everyone. They are perfect.
It does. And for teenagers who are really hard to buy for, getting one of them, they can sort it out themselves.
There you go.
Brilliant.
So like my partner's nieces, they're really into gaming and I have not got a clue about that. And they've got like a gaming card. So it's just ideal.
Yeah, exactly. Last question for you. What is your number one traditional Christmas film that might be your Christmas Eve film, for example?
Oh.
You can only choose one. I know it's hard.
Oh my God, I've got so many.
You've got to pin it down. I'm not going to let you go until you do it.
Okay, it's got to be Elf.
Yes!
Yeah? Is that yours?
That is like number two. That's my number two.
Yeah, up there. What is yours?
Home Alone. I don't think you can beat Home Alone.
Of course. I didn't want to go Home Alone because I feel like, sorry Al, but everyone would go for Home Alone. So yeah, Elf. Yeah, great reason. Love Home Alone. But Elf, I just feel like with the kids, you've got to, you know, appease everyone. And it's just a classic, isn't it?
It's so good. But it's also really new. Like, you know, Home Alone goes back to the 90s.
Yeah.
Well, I say new. It was, 10 years, something like 10 years old. But it's kind of broken into people's traditions now. Elf is definitely one of those Christmas films that's kind of squeezed.
You can hear it now. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, so good. So
you're
good.
Christmassy. I like it. I mean, I don't know. We've been tight for time, but I've enjoyed chatting about Christmas traditions with you. So thank you very much for joining us on the Dazzlet podcast. Maybe another time, Fern, you can come back onto the show and we can have a broader conversation about Christmas and other parenting.
That would be great, actually. That'd be really good. We could come back and talk all things parenting. It's been so lovely speaking to you out, and Merry Christmas to all of your listeners.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
A Dadsnet original podcast.